It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show.
This is BS. This is BS. Why are we here? I am going to call corporate. Enough is enough. I'm so mad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show for Tuesday. It's 877-365-3636. That is our phone number. And it's all things Pope as the Pope lands in the United States. Tomorrow on the program,
yes,
we are going to welcome Channel 5 weather dude Tony Perkins. Tony will be here at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And later in the week, do you know the name of that guy? Because I have to confess, I got to do my research.
I found it out.
Judah Friedlander.
Judah Friedlander?
Yeah, he is the guy on 30 Rock that's the writer that always wears a hat.
He's the slob.
All right, I'm going to have to cram for this.
No, here's what you do.
It's like an exam. Mm-hmm.
No, you go to NBC.com and you watch full episodes of the 30 Rock for free.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, they stream it. Don't they, Buzz?
Yes, they do. Funny show. Love it.
I didn't know that.
It's great.
Grows on you like The Office.
All right, well, we were talking about the question of the day, the do you care question of the day. How do you feel about the Pope? And we'll get right back to your phone calls. And then a very special gentleman who I think that there's security all around the building.
He is waiting without.
He's very excited to come in here.
Scary.
JB from Annapolis, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike, doing a smashing job, buddy.
Smashing. Thank you very much, sir.
And, I went to Catholic University downtown. I believe you were an AU student, so we probably had a similar D.C. experience.
Yes. Did you ever go to Good Guys when you were in D.C.?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a good Catholic boy right there.
Watering hole.
Sure. Yes, Good Guys, incidentally, for those of you around the country, is it's a coffee bar.
It's a lounge. For grown-ups.
As to your question, I think it's an important question, especially for the Catholic Church, because it speaks directly to the faith level of the people. How many people still believe this guy has, you know, divine mandate? And as somebody on the Catholic U alumni list, I get the emails. I've been barraged with them. And I was like, yeah, okay, Pope's coming. And then I thought, you know what? This is a guy that's going to make a little more of a historical splash than I am. So, you know, it is important whether you believe or whether you don't believe. Incidentally, I don't believe. I believed until I got to Catholic. But
right. So you know, you kind of, I want to figure out, where do you line up on this? Are you excited about this? Will you be going down to see him? Do you think it should be the big deal that it is?
I'm going to try to make time to go down and see him. Historically, it's a big deal. But I won't be there with a faith-minded, you know, mindset.
So you care because it's historically important, at least to a lot of people.
Again, you sort of equate it with like seeing a president.
There you go.
Is there anything like seeing a rock star?
No, nothing. Are you kidding me?
The tight pants that he wears there. Now, you did something. Now, really, I want to really make sure that everybody knows what goes on here in the studio. At one point, when he was talking about something Catholic, Buzz put his hands up in the air and, like, wiggled his fingers.
He did the
like it's that, ooh, now that's offensive, man.
No, nobody was
My
looking.
Mom would smack you right in the head.
Yes.
It's no different than Rob saying hocus pocus. He was alluding to the Pope.
I'm going to smack him, too, and bring my mom down.
The caller was alluding to the Pope's magical powers,
or
at least his powers.
It has been years since I have seen the great Mary O'Mara, and if I were to see her, I would turn tail and run.
Oh, I would.
And be so polite. I'd say, absolutely.
We show the utmost.
He's a great man in a white robe.
The great Mary O'Mara. Mm-hmm. You know, you're learning more about me every day. I love you, man.
He's tearing up now. Dude.
Well, you know, both of my grandmothers were like double Catholics. My mom's
with
mom
the cream-filled Santa.
wore the black thing on her head.
Right.
You know, what was
the
it
black
called?
Thing? A veil?
A mantilla, it was called.
A mantilla?
Yeah.
A mantilla?
Yeah, it's like a lace.
That's what you wear when the temperature goes over 80 degrees, isn't
Stop
it?
Stop it. No.
Dominic from Manassas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dominic.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job. Just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you. I figure with a name like Dominic, you might be a Catholic guy?
I'm a Catholic, and I guess I sort of line up on the same level as your mom there, Mike. I mean, I'm in church every week, you know, and I certainly respect the views of others, whether you know, they have religious views or not. But... You know, I think obviously it's a very relevant issue, and the fact that the guy is here.
So you're gonna go down to see him. You're into it. You're gonna check it out. You like the coverage. You like all this.
Yeah, I like the coverage. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna be able to go to see him. I had a private audience with John Paul II when I was 13.
Wow. Okay, so it means a lot.
Cool.
It means a lot to you as a Catholic.
Yeah, and I guess you know it would have been nice to go to the Mass and everything, but there's nothing that could, to me at least, that could. Beat meeting the Pope in person. And
okay.
That.
All right. Now, Dominic, thank you very much for the call.
Before you cut him, is he still
I did.
There?
He's gone. Because I want to talk to this guy. This says we got a D.C. cop on the line here.
Okay.
Now, one thing you should know about you know, this town, this is when we're talking guys that are working probably double, triple shifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, sir?
You can use
an alias. This is Officer Pete.
We get that a lot from cops.
Pete. Officer Pete, you are a D.C. cop?
Yes.
Uh-huh. No
disrespect to Pope Benedict the 16th, but we've been having so many requests, all the offices around. Hey, can you get us into the National Stadium
right.
on Thursday with all these requests? We're starting to call it Popapalooza.
I like that.
Now, do you guys have to pull like doubles and triples? Is there a lot of overtime? And of course, it comes down to money on two sides. Money as far as taxpayer money that's mm-hmm. going to support all the events. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That happens no matter what kind of event is going to be held in D.C.
Yeah, but this is religious.
How does law enforcement feel about this? Are they taking it the same way they take any major head of state visit, or is it different? I mean, how do you feel as a D.C. cop about it?
I think it's the same as if any head of state was visiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no. Usually head of states don't get parades down Pennsylvania Avenue, do they?
If you wear a funny hat, I guess.
It's all about that.
Will you be working overtime this weekend?
They don't pay overtime anymore.
Oh, they don't do that. But you'll be working double shifts?
I'll be working.
You'll be working double shifts. Mm. All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling Officer Pete. We appreciate the call.
Not
Brendan from Rockville, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, Mike? Hey, boys.
How you doing?
If you were to ask me about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, before your last set, if you were to ask me, I wouldn't really care either way. It's annoying on the TV, but whatever, I don't care. But I hate him now because I can't get the Latin clip that you keep playing out of my head. It's so annoying. So now I hate him. I'm in the elevator on the way up of my building, and I inadvertently kiss myself.
I find it somewhat comforting, Brendan. I really enjoy that. I actually might bring it home with me.
Put it on a cassette?
I like it. I really do. But in a moment, we're going to have a very special interview because, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. A couple more phone calls before we get to, well, I'll tip the hand. It's the man himself.
No.
He's actually here. We're very excited. Chris in Springfield, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you?
You're doing a great job, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love you, man. Rob, your laughter in the background is hilarious.
How do you feel about the Pope and all that going on?
To tell you the truth, man, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, I was raised Catholic. I'm kind of like Rob now, where I'm getting away from the faith myself. But
you're an overweight, guy that's that hates everybody and especially women.
Your cheeks turn red.
Who occasionally roughs his wife up? Is that you're just like Rob?
Definitely not. No,
it's awesome
not at all.
Being us. Isn't
Can
it?
I give you the Rob quiz? You know, when people say they're just like somebody, I feel it necessary to have a little question and answer here. Chris, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so check that. Not like Rob.
Not like
Are
me.
You a man of larger carriage, which is the nice way of all of us saying we're fat?
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay,
no,
you're not like Rob. How do you feel about women, Chris?
Oh, I love them.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Wow.
Chris, that is
no similarity whatsoever.
Incorrect. We're going to, but you basically think it's just one big pain in the ass.
Pretty much, man. I think there's more important issues that can be focused on. I mean, yeah, it's a historic event that he's coming in, and yeah, that you get to see how many people are actually, excited to see him and, still have their faith. But, I just really don't see the big deal about it. I mean, it's just the man who... Mm-hmm.
Flesh and bone.
Seems to make up rules as he goes along, man, and people seem to follow it.
As with so many things in Washington, D.C., I think this is also... a lot about the event
mm-hmm.
and not what happens at the event. Everyone goes to the first Redskins game.
You've talked about the pack mentality in D.C. before, Mike.
Right.
The fact that people do things because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
I know. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But I somehow think at the end of all this, even listening to what everybody's saying, mm-hmm. here's the angle I come from. Might be a little different than everybody else's feeling about this. I feel manipulated. I feel manipulated by...
Sure.
And I know it's a trite thing to say, but I do feel a little manipulated by all the hype.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to care. You're supposed to think it's a big deal. And that kind of irritates me in a very, very small way.
The attention adds to the mystique.
Sure.
It's true.
And speaking of the mystique.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen, I know you should be very excited. I'm going to leave the room briefly.
All right.
Because
picked a bad time.
He's here.
I'll give him your best. Wow.
It's quite a fanfare.
Such sound effect. Look who's here. What, having trouble with the door, Your Eminence? Come on in. Oh.
That wasn't me. You played a sound effect.
No, it was you, I think.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you, Mr. Spiewak.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pope Benedict XVI.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you.
How you doing, Pope?
I don't know. You know, it's been a stressful day. Usually travel doesn't agree with me necessarily, but, sure. I'd like to tell everybody that we're all very thrilled. We are all very thrilled to be here.
There's
looking forward.
You.
Excuse me. You do not interrupt the pontiff.
I'm sorry.
When he
is
speaking.
Sorry, Your
And
Eminence.
Of course, I will sit back and away from the microphone.
You need to be a little closer,
because,
sir.
Because thank you for constructing this very special chair that I am sitting here today.
You like it?
I'd like to greet all the Catholic followers and all the non-believers that have been calling your program The Misguided Few. I am Pope Benedict.
I have a question.
My last name is Ratzenberger, and I am an expert on all things holy.
How was your flight?
It sucked.
Really? How come?
Peanuts. I am the holy man, and they gave me effing peanuts.
You don't
like
it?
You don't
have a good deal.
Not an allergy, do you?
I don't have a peanut allergy. I'm talking about the volume of food. We're talking about all the way from Rome, and it was a nasty takeoff as well.
Not enough to eat. Rough takeoff.
It was a rough takeoff at the Vatican airstrip. You know what it is to clear those towers?
It's very short.
Very, very difficult.
Very steep.
Very, and you really, the plane wheels, they don't perform well on marble.
A little slippery.
That was the issue we have, but I'm here, and I will be, of course, entertaining any questions you may have about my papal visit.
How was it getting through security?
It was very difficult. I am required, Rob. And good to see you, Rob.
Nice to see you, sir.
Listen, we would welcome you back, and we'd welcome you as a newbie.
Really?
Mr. Burbank.
I'm not sure you would.
Use that word, newbie?
A newbie, yes, we'd welcome you back. And unfortunately, every time that I go through security,
yes.
I have to give a papal smear. And that is unacceptable to me, but of course, with the airport regulations that we have, I do what I can. Happy to be in your country. Good to see you, boys.
Get through every time. Are you excited about tomorrow? It's your birthday.
I certainly am, and I think I'm going to lean over here right now and play with your little thing. That is blasphemy.
What is that
no
saying?
No one is allowed to do that without the express written consent of the Vatican.
What is that singing?
That's my Latin singing in the Mass,
You have a bit of a falsetto, I notice.
I believe what you're doing there, that falsetto question, you are mocking me.
No, I'm not.
I have a dossier in front of me on Mustafa Burbank.
That is a
dossier.
It
says you are a non-believer, and that is your problem. So I am told by several of the cardinals out in the front yard who are looking for worms.
Worms?
I have been told to be wary. To be wary of Mr. Buzz Burbank because he could be possibly evil.
Now, today is your last day as an 80-year-old.
Yes.
As tomorrow
yes,
is your birthday.
Appreciate that. Decided I'd come over here, and I hope to enjoy your show, Idol, tonight. It's Mariah Carey night.
Oh, you like the Idol.
Is, yeah. Yes, yes. Watch it every night in the Vatican. We're very excited about that.
You have
really
a TV?
Disappointed that Australian boy was pretty.
Michael Johns?
Yes, he got booted off. I was a big fan.
Why'd you like him?
I liked him because when he wore the ascot, he reminded me of several of my cardinals.
Cardinals.
Who, incidentally, are out in the front law looking for worms. But I am looking forward to your Caps game tonight. We can free up some time.
Hockey fan, eh?
Yeah, how about those Penguins? Huh? They're up 3-0.
I'd love to get you out on the ice.
Yes, I'd love to do that, too. I have red skates.
Do you?
Lovely patent leather. Patent leather red skates. Very exciting
Penguins.
For me. How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, sir. How are
I'm
you?
Here to entertain. You're the newsman, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I have been told by several of my assistants that you have questions for me.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Very good, Buzz.
I want to know, first of all, how you feel about...
Pardon me?
I want to know how you feel about all the hype that's been generated about your trip to the U.S.
Unsatisfied.
Really?
Not enough.
Not enough. I did
more?
Much better in the South American countries. Mexico, out of their minds.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think they ought to spice it up a little bit for me, and I'd like to be treated a little bit better. And, for now, I'm just enjoying your wonderful United States consumer culture.
Are you going to do a concert at Budokan?
No, I will not be going to Budokan, Mr. Smartass, but I will be going to my favorite store in the United States, Direct Shoe Warehouse.
You love the slippers, right?
I like soft leather, Buzz. There's nothing quite like
foot?
It. I have a wide foot. I am a 10.5 wide. A 10.5 wide in patent leather exclusively.
Very nice.
I'm wearing my slippers right now. They're not slippers. They're loafers.
I just saw up your gown.
Thank you so much.
You look like Britney.
I'm a Scottish man, if you know what I mean.
I feel you. Yeah,
no, I'm a German. And incidentally, a lot of rumors circulating about me and WW2. I want to put that to rest right now. I was not a Nazi sympathizer.
Good boy.
That's a bunch of crap. I am going to tell you. Oh, incidentally. Blessings on you both.
Oh,
why,
thank you.
Yes, my pleasure. Yes,
that's
Mr.
Awesome.
Burbank.
I also wanted to know how you feel about the indifference. We've gotten a number of calls today from people who just really don't care that you're in town.
I don't care about them. And they're damned forever.
Touché.
Wow. All I have to do is have a one-on-one pipeline conversation with the man upstairs, and it is not going to prevent me from going on the net and checking out what Kelly Ripa was wearing today. Yes, sirree. I'm looking forward to meeting Tim Gunn from Project Runway. Everything is looking up for Your Holiness the Pope, and I'm very, very excited about my visit. Would you boys like a personal audience with me after the show?
If you don't mind.
Now, you say if you don't mind, but you're a non-believer. Do you really care that, or are you lying to me? I know you're lying. I have secret powers I can see inside your brain.
I forgot about your secret powers, sir.
Rob?
Yes?
Come back to
go out.
I would love to go out.
Have you ever been to Chuck E. Cheese?
I've heard of Chuck E. Cheese. Now, see, that again, you are trying to take advantage of my limited knowledge of American culture.
No, I think you'd like it.
I know what it is. It
lots
is a smelly
games.
Place that kids go in.
Lots of
they,
kids.
They play in those multicolored balls and people get diseases.
Lots of kids there, Your Eminence.
You're going to like this because it sounds Catholic. CCR.
CCR?
Yeah, Crystal City Restaurant.
Ooh.
Tell me about it.
It's a gentleman's club. I think you might enjoy it.
Gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That mean I'd have to wear some kind of special Pope outfit?
No, come as you are, will you? Have a drink, a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, I'm going to go. Let me see. The itinerary is laid out for me. Hopefully tonight the Caps game, followed by a trip to Direct Shoe Warehouse, and then another one tomorrow. I will go to Circuit City Best Buy, and also, let me see what
anything?
We have here. My favorite.
Yes?
BBY.
Baby.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
That would be that's... BBB.
Thank you very much. Don't spell for me, ass.
I'm sorry.
Doing the very best I can here, don't you understand? I've got a limited time in your country. You ought to bear with me.
Your Eminence, would you like to take us to commercials?
I will take you to commercials. This is Your Holiness, Pope Benedict Ratzenberger. Incidentally, for all those callers that called Mike before and said they don't care, I say screw you.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
That's
well, anyway,
spirit.
I got to get out of here. Got lots of things to do, people
very,
to see.
Very busy.
People to kiss my ring. Buzz, I want you later on to kiss my ring. Can you do that for me?
I don't really feel up to that, sir.
Thanks a lot. But listen, I love the brand new show, and I give it all my blessings.
Well, good.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be overwhelmingly successful.
Excellent.
But I have to go, and you have to play commercials, so the Michael Merritt Show will be right back after this.
I was hoping, you know, tomorrow for your birthday, maybe we could.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.